Parshas Kisavoi, in the wonderful brachas that we are given at the time when we keep the Ritzon Hashem, the pasuk says, "Ulesitcha Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate us, make us be supreme, L'tehila uleshem uletifaret, for praise, for fame, and for majesty." And the Baal HaTurim and the other Rishonim ask what this triple lashon l'tehila l'shem u'tiferet. Says the Baal HaTurim, at the time when Klal Yisrael are being mekayem this is correctly, and they go to shul and they daven properly in shul, and they are meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening in shul, then the pasuk says l'tehila, we go to shul and we're meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem, we accredit everything to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'letiferet. Tiferes means that we, kavyochol, place a crown on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening properly in shul. This is an expression of our appreciation and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having a crown of a tiferes, of a malchus. Says the Baal HaTurim, that's if we do it correctly, if we daven properly in shul, and we do things the way they should be. But he says, a person who speaks in shul, sichas chulin rebeis ha-knesset, punk faket, he's been mevaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds the Baal HaTurim, that if we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly in shul, then he will be mamlech us outside of shul. As we know, as we say on Pesach, yoyim she tzadikim yoyishvim v'atreseyem barashem, tzaddik has a crown. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a tzaddik a crown? Because he gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu a crown when he is the Tehillah Hashem of Teferes, when he's davened properly in shul. Chofetz Chaim adds to this that the Lashon that we say is Atrei Sehem Bar Hashem, their crowns are on their heads. What does it mean, their crowns? Crowns which they deserve because they made and gave a crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening in shul. Therefore, they get in return atraseim b'rashem. On the other hand, if we don't treat the shul correctly, then we get the bizoyan that we made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chador writes in Shem HaGdolim that he has a kasha. Why does the person need to articulate with his mouth his tefillas, his bakashas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what I need and what I want, what I feel in my heart. Why didn't you speak it out? Says the Chidah, beyond the words that we actually say, when a person comes to shul and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every ois of the Aleph base is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create words which we didn't say and to create sentences that we didn't even think of. And these words and these sentences create a teferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the reason why tefillah is so powerful and the reason why we have to treat the shul with the correct kavod. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, on the other hand, a shul, beis haknesses, shemachashvan boi cheshboines, if you use the shul to make mathematical calculations, financial calculations, even for a mitzvah, Rachmana Litzlan, the oynish can be malinin boyes ameis, but the shul will have to go through the degradation of being used as an overflow for the mason that die. So on the one hand, if we daven properly in shul, then the shul and the tefillah are invested with incredible kedusha. And on the other hand, if we don't treat the shul correctly, chas v'shalom, the onus can be so great. The Mepharshim say that the word dibur is spelt with a vav. That vav is a vav from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Yudke Vavke. The person is careful to make sure that his dibur is always a dibur of Kedusha, that he speaks to Varam Shabakdusha in Shul, then his dibur is called a dibur with a vav. If he speaks divrei chulin in Shul, then he took away the vav, took away the kedusha. Like we find Ephraim minus a vav when there's no kedusha, Like we find Chiroim without a Vav when there's no Kedusha. Like we find on the other hand, Kayin, a Kedushvorko gave an Ois to Kayin, and the Zohar says that was an Ois Vav, which was an Ois of Kedusha. As long as a person is makbid, say, speak Kedusha in Shul, it's a Dibur. Chas v'Shalom takes away the Vav, and he doesn't speak Tzorim Shul Kedusha in Shul, he's left with Dever. Chas v'Shalom, this brings him a Magefa to Klal Yisrael. The Kava Yosha tells us that a person not makbid on the Kedusha of the Shul, then he drives away the Shechina from the Shul. And it's written in the Shulchan Aruch, Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, a person who schmoozes in Shul instead of davening, Godoil Avognoi Minasoi. His Avera is too great, Minasoi, to be forgiven. That's a very, very strong Russian. In fact, Kayin is the one who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Godoil Avoini Minasoi. And Rashi says, is my Avera so great that it's impossible for you to forgive my Avera? You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are so great and so magnificent, and you carry the entire world, the whole universe. You can't find the ability to be Mechel my Avera. Godoil Avoini Minasoi. He wonders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Renyena, that's for Kayin. But if a person speaks in Shul when he shouldn't be speaking, then it really is God Lavoinim and Asoi. The Avera is too great to be forgiven. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and then Jabul brings down that in Shul, doesn't speak out the place in Shul, then Goyerim boy, you tell him off. And that's not only Goyerim boy because he's doing Avera speaking in Shul, but it's in the interest of the people in Shul, because the people in Shul want the tefillah to be answered. The tefillah is going to be answered if the Shul is a Mokon Kodesh, where the Shechinah is Shoyra. But if there's somebody speaking in Shul and somebody not treating the Shul with the right Kedusha and Kovod, and you're driving away the Shechinah, and my tefillahs are not going to be answered. So, Goyim boy, this is every time we come to Shul, this is what we are faced with. We know from the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chaf Dalet, in the days of Dovid HaMelech, there was a terrible Magefa in Klal Yisrael. And the Alkut says, why was there a terrible Magefa? Because he lived in the generation of Dovid HaMelech. And they should have asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the Beis HaMikdash. We want a fixed Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't ask. That was lacking in covered of a place of the Shechin in this world. And for that, they were punished with the Magefa. And Dovid HaMelech immediately made plans for building the Beis HaMikdash, and the Magefa went away. So too, in a shul, which is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha and Shechina, the manifestation of his Shechina in today's world, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, is in the shul. So if we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a shul, and we want to daven in shul, and we're going to treat the shul with the correct kedusha, then our tefillahs will be answered. There'll be kedusha in the shul, and all the words that we say will go up to Shamayim and make a teferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that teferes will make for each one, every one of us, atroiseim barasheim, the neni miziv hashchina. That's the madrega that we strive for, that we wish to be zeicher to, every time we daven in shul the way we should daven. And this is what's mentioned in the Torah in Parashas Kisavo, in the brachas. If we treat things correctly, then we will be the tehillah, ule shame, ule tefaras. And then we know that Chazal say that there's the times when there's a mechitzah of Basel, which is masik between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Yarif Tavash, what's this mechitza shel Basel? This is the mechitza which is made by people who speak in shul out of place. Soch sichas chulin in a shul, says the Baal HaTurim, that's the exact opposite of l'tehillah l'shem el tefares. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Sakoisa, you covered over your shechina be'onon loch. with an onon, with a cloud that doesn't allow our tefillah, may avoid tefillah, that our tefillah shouldn't be able to get to Shemayim. How does this happen? This sakos of onon loch, may avoid tefillah, by speaking words that you shouldn't have said in shul. On the other hand, if we're makbid to treat the shul with kedusha, then the Mishnah says in Ovos, lo nitcha ruach es amud ha'ashon. The amud ha'ashon went straight up because there was no ruach made from sichas chulin in shul, which could blow away the tefillas and the words that we create when we speak. It would be zeicher to daven properly in shul. And we should make an amud ha'ashon, which goes up straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from each and every shul where we all daven. And we should be zeichet HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away the mechitza shel Bazel, and we should be zeichet to see the kiyum in our own generation of lethila ulesheim ultefares, and we should see b'mehirav yameinu the madrega of tzadikim yoshvim v'atreseim b'rasheim v'nanim yizev hashchinah.